night, I sighted the microphone for the green light to the speed trap. Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands for the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Well, if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son.
Yes, and we're going to sing you a song this week on Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, brought to you by your host and Gubatachich, Ray Guarino, and his host and Gubatachich and wingman XO, Data, loving Isaac.
I'm just
Joe
the other guy. That's it. The one with the USB port inside of his head.
Well, we established we weren't going to go look for that USB port.
Yeah. Not at least until I perform some hygiene, you know.
I will say this. If you want to get in on the fun with us, you can call at 516-572-7440. Now, Joe can introduce our guest because we have a quite interesting show today.
Yes, because today, well, you know, we're a group effort here. You know, you hear Ray and I all the time, but, you know, behind the scenes, out there amongst the world, we have our eye in the sky, Jim LaStella. Say hi, Jim.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we have somebody who's out there watching the car clubs, watching the car shows. He's always calling in with reports and letting us know what we're missing on a nice sunny afternoon when we're down here in the basement playing with the radio. And it's the one and only, it's the big man!
Howie himself!
Howie Schneider.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Say that a little more Elvis-like, because you were very close. You're on the cusp.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Elvis. You know.
Well, this is also kind of great. I get to meet one of the great people of Motormouth Radio.
You two guys are legends. You know what I mean? You are definitely part of the cast of characters.
Definitely a legend in my own mind, but.
True. That's right, Jim.
Oh, well, okay, here we go. You know,
we're supposed to pick on each other.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, let's face it, you know, when you were out there hanging out in the parking lot at on cruise night, you know, there's always some chop busting that goes on, and we fully expect it here. That's why I had you check your weapons at the door.
Thank you.
Is that what the scan was for, Joe?
Yes, exactly. We performed the scan, and they got their little receipts, so they'll get their brass knuckles and nunchucks back at the end the end of the show.
Is that why I heard you mutter that humans, not the Saleyans, are the hillbillies of the galaxy?
Let's face it, we are the hillbillies of the galaxy.
Okay, just checking.
Wow, that's interesting.
And car guys are the biggest hillbillies of all. We're more like the rednecks.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, right? Somebody's got to do it.
You got that right.
So, let's see. Like I said, we haven't. We usually don't see your faces. We hear your voices, or in Jim's case, I get texts and Facebook messages because Jim's our eye in the sky fact checker. He kind of does what I used to do.
Yeah.
You know, and he keeps us honest. And there's sometimes because I can't type worth a good, you know what. He will find stuff for it and kind of communicate little factoids for us, while we're on the air. Sorry, first day with the new lips, while we're on the air.
Yeah, cause sometimes it's easy to do it when you're not doing it.
Right.
You know, when you're at the comfort of your home and your desk, your couch, whatever, you can do things cause there's you don't have a pressure factor. So, and we appreciate that because, you know, guys like Jim and will send us in a lot of stuff that we didn't have the time to research or that little factoid that we just glossed over or whatever. So,
Yeah, he fleshes things out. And then Howie lets us know what it's like out there in the real world. what cars are in what shows, and who's doing what to who out there with in the real world of four wheels and metal and
right. Having a great day with the sun. Always wear sunglasses to car shows, and.
Is that for identity purposes?
That's definitely for identity.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, the weather, when you're into the car show scene or the sport, as I used to say, you're looking at the weather 48 hours before. So the weather, is this show going to be happening? And usually, I tell you, me personally, I pre-register, but there's a lot of guys that don't, that, you know, they wake up, if it looks like a clear day there, they're coming. If it's not, they're not taking the automobile out of the garage.
You're not one of those guys who, like, if you see four raindrops, you just stay home?
No. What did I tell my mother once? I went to a Buick show, and it was raining heavy. And I said, am I crazy going to this car show? And then I looked to the left, and there was a guy on a professional lawnmower cutting the lawn. And I said, well, I'm not that bad.
You know, while we touch that subject, I should mention that today, if you are looking for something to do automotive, there's probably other stuff, but the Autoseum is having an open house.
That's right,
they're
having their open house, yeah.
That's right, from 10 to 2, I think it is.
Right, right.
Or 10 to 3, so.
It's 10 to 2 last I looked. And, yeah. You know, if you haven't been there, it's a great place. There are a lot of cool movie vehicles there. It's just a fun place to walk around and just take it all in.
Stalker.
You know,
we always get there when they're rolling up the carpets and closing up, and we help them put things away. So yeah, we always miss the fun.
Right, right, right. They always hand me the broom. I don't know what that's all about.
You're the cleanup crew.
Kind of. Mm,
okay.
Yeah.
But today I wanted to mention that it's the Pie Cruise, the classic car cruise out east on Sound Avenue.
Pie?
Yeah, they call it a Pie Cruise.
I miss Pie.
Buy pie.
I'm here?
Yeah, I know. I like pie myself.
I like to buy 3.14 of them.
Yes, I know what you mean. 3.14. 1.4, 1.4, and 1.4. But no, it's a great thing. It's about 75 classic cars that go on out. I don't know about today because of the morning. It was the weather was iffy, so it might be half the amount. And you go to several places like Brian Mears Farm. You go to the Apple Orchards. You see the Buffalo if you want to do that. Then you can go out to dinner. There's about at least 5 groups going places around out east, and it's an enjoyable whole day there. You know,
that sounds like like a fun thing. You know, that it's not completely car oriented. There's pie. I mean, how could you go wrong with pie?
I agree totally. I love pie myself.
'Tis the season, so they say.
Yeah, because soon enough it's going to start getting a little bit too cold, rainy. I mean, we were very lucky this past few months with rain and temperature and sun and all that stuff. And now it's turning into, we have to go into hibernation mode soon. Some of us deeper than others, but there will be hibernation soon. So let's get it all in while we can, you know.
Right.
And remember to charge those batteries.
Oh, yes.
Yes, charging batteries is important. Or
Wait, which batteries are we talking about? The personal internal batteries like Joe's who's ran down last night? The cell phone batteries, the flashlight batteries, or the car batteries?
Car batteries.
Oh,
you know, I think,
okay.
You know, all the children using the cell phones, they always charge their battery. But, you know, with the basically, and that's usually with the children with the cracked lenses.
Yeah.
You know, but basically, it's the maintenance. You can't let it go. Certain cars in the last 20 years are very battery dependent, and they are discharging.
Yeah, I can't crank them no more. Oh, we're flashing.
We're gonna fire up the battery banks, and we're gonna push that button and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today? It's the Bronc.
Hey,
what's
Bronc?
Up, Bronc?
The Bronc. How are you?
Oh, I just woke up. It's only 9 o'clock here. This ungodly hour. Such a horrible thing to do.
You must be retired.
I can't believe it.
You must be retired.
Yeah, I've been retarded for a lot of years at this point. So, you know, you're talking about car shows, and it's interesting. Back, you know, on the East Coast, they run the shows early in the season. They run them late into the season. Whereas out here,
you don't have seasons.
It runs all the time.
You don't have seasons out there. You have more. You have wet tumbleweeds and you have dry tumbleweeds. That's it.
Hey, that's on a good day. You got to see what a bad day is.
Mm.
Right? You know, one good thing, I'm in the high desert. So it's not like Vegas where you get 150, 160 degrees and all that. We get normal seasons. Like now the average temperature is 40 to 50 degrees, no humidity. which is perfect for car shows, because after about 10 o'clock in the morning, you can hang out in a T-shirt or a light sweatshirt all day, which makes it beautiful. But what they do out here is that with the car shows, they don't start them until late May, and then they end them the first or second week of September, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
That's odd.
And you see all these guys, they put the cars away right away after September comes. Because normally, all, you know, winter, all summer, you see a lot of the antiques and a lot of the older cars running around, like on everyday drivers. It's the way they're supposed to be. And then all of a sudden, mid-September comes, you don't see not one on the road. They're like all disappeared off the face of the earth. So it's pretty crazy. You know, so I don't get it. And I really don't get it. Because I use mine all year until it snows. And, you know, hopefully with that. But who knows? It's just a different world, different mentality.
True, different mentality. I noticed that.
I was going to say, around here on Long Island, we can't wait for car show season to start. I see guys pulling out cars in March if the weather's nice enough.
Right. Yeah, no, let's face it. Yeah, it's, once you've been cooped up all, you know, all that past 4 or 5 months, whatever. Oh, good. I just saw a ray of sunshine come from between the clouds. Let's get out there. Is there ice? No. Let's go.
Right, sun pops out, pull the cover off, fire it up, and scoot it out. You know, take it around the block, take it down to the store, whatever it takes, you know, just to enjoy it. And even in the winter, like one of my cars is convertible, you know, I put the top down. You know, the sun is out, it's warm, you know, 40, 50 degrees, it's nice and it's beautiful.
What are you, a friggin' Inuit? 40, 50 degrees. What the hell's the matter with you?
You got to realize there's no humidity. So the 50 degrees is
It's a dry cold. It's a dry heat. Now it's a dry cold.
The Bronc uses the heater and puts down the top.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a whole different world, that dry heat. Yeah, good luck. You want to go down there? Right. If you have any bones left, they're toasted now. And that's after it gets through the skin. Yeah, but it is a different mentality. Like this week, they had 3 feet of snow in the mountains. So they're up there skiing, that kind of thing. And I'm down here in a T-shirt and a pair of jeans, waxing my car.
Not bad.
And that's on, and I'm at, say, 4,800 feet, and the snow is at 8,000 feet. So it's really bizarre. You know, until you actually live out here, you really can't grasp the situation with the cars and that kind of thing. You know, like, was it 2 days ago, we went out on a nice bike ride, just took it up to the mountains, just went below the snow line, which was beautiful. And then it's almost like a straight line, bang. And then it's all in snow, and then they're skiing. Not like on the East Coast, you go skiing, you got to bundle up in the face and all that. Out here, all right, you're skiing basically in a windbreaker and a pair of jeans. So it's really bizarre.
Nice.
You know, just one fast tidbit before I go. You know, you're talking about the old cars and starting to put them away. Two good points. A lot of people don't remember what to do, you know, because of the humidity out there. Is I found that you take some oily rags and shove them up the exhaust and shove it in the carburetor, and it helps keep the condensation down so you don't get that moisture in the engine. And they find it makes a major difference, and you have to treat the fuel. And that you got to talk about some more, because I find out here they don't do it, especially with their garden equipment or their snow equipment or their cars or bikes, because they store them so early. Then you get a call, oh, my car won't start, my bike won't start, I don't know what it is. And you come there and it smells like a big wad of varnish and glue coming out of the carburetors. So you can talk about, you know, Startron as opposed to Stabil and that kind of stuff there.
You know, Bronc, for people who want to follow up on that, it was October 8th of this year that we had Jim Lindsay from Starbright on. And you can go back to the website at motormouthradio.com and listen to that show and hear what he had to say.
Yes.
We're going to have Jim back on again throughout the season, especially into the spring, to talk about
that. Yeah, definitely.
Stuff.
It's a definite must. He's a good guy, and it's a good product, and people should pull up the old shows, because there's so much good information that you guys give out there. It is worthwhile. And this new generation of kids trying to get into the classic car field, they don't have any mentors, you know, to teach them the right way and what to do and what not to do. So they do need a show like you guys put out there and the old-timers like us to give them the right direction of what to do and what not to do.
I thought you were here to make fun of us.
I was going to say, I guess the check cleared that we sent you, huh?
That's it, right.
Wow.
Okay.
What were you even endorsing?
Wait, Ray, it was $5 you sent them?
No, oh, you got a bag of bagels.
$3.12.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck right?
A check charging fee on top of that.
Right.
So who knows?
Right.
Well, anyway, I'm going to run. I'm going to have my coffee. I just want to touch base. And hopefully I'll see you next week.
You got
what's going on. And we'll take it from there and have great holidays, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
have a great holiday.
Take care,
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, that was the Bronc from out in Nevada. And with that, we'll take our first break. We'll take a little reset here. And you can come back and hear us, myself, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We've been with Jim LaStella, Howie, from all the clubs in the community these days.
I'm the mayor, sir.
You're the guy, yeah.
He's
I know.
The mayor.
All right, so let's do this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it. Motormouth Radio.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said the motor mouth thing.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And, of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
This show is brought to you in part by A Garfield Christmas,
where Garfield is a few gifts short of a true Christmas spirit.
But with the help of John, Odie, the audience, and his new holiday friends, Garfield gets an enlightening lesson in this holiday musical.
For ticket information, you may visit venue.thetheateratwestbury.com.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
All right, we're picking, we're grinning, we're doing all sorts of cool stuff here on Motormouth Radio. Long Island's only automotive talk show with your host, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We're in with Jim and Howie.
Can I stop picking now?
Yes, you can. Okay. So we're talking about all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know. I wanted to add a few things. You know, what the Bronc was saying is different places, different things that happen. First of all, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. What happens in Georgia is they have car shows. Like, I'm a member of the Georgia Cool Cruises. My friend Rick Ellis is there, and he does a great job with all cars. It's not you know, you don't have a Buick or it's not a Cadillac. It's just all cars are in the club. That's how they have it.
So it's all makes, all years.
All makes, all years.
Yeah.
It's a great club. And what Bronc says in Arizona is true, you know, and in Florida it's every day. We all car guys have the same element, the same ingredients. You know, we're looking, you know, taking care of automobiles, the maintenance involved, getting parts, trying to get good deals, the weather we're
Howie,
looking at. Yes.
Do me a favor, talk about, because we have an article going up on a website
right.
about this. How do you go and where do you go to find auto parts for your various cars? And Jim, you too, chime
right.
in on this because I'm curious. We want to get kind of a
sense of
the
people hear about us
right.
all the time. So yeah, what's you guys' angle?
My angle is, at times I'll try it locally at Pep Boys or AutoZone, or Advanced Auto. I'll go online on eBay. I'll go on Craigslist. You know, at times, you know, there are Amazon.com, and I look up parts. It depends where you're going to look for what type of car. If you're looking at foreign cars, whether it's German or English, or you're looking at American cars, or General Motors or Ford, certain sites are better. But I always try to go locally. If you're not experienced with the internet, you got to be very careful because you got to look at model number for model number that you're going to purchase. And sometimes myself, I get about probably a good 10% that it's not good, and then I got to go locally, or I got to order it somewhere else.
Now, when you go locally, are you using a big chain store or using a local mom-and-pop store?
I use both. If the mom-and-pop store can't help, I'm going to, like, Pep Boys, and they're doing
wow.
some research. I'll give you recently.
So I find it goes the other way. I get better service at the mom-and-pop store.
I get better service at it, but
okay.
sometimes I don't have the access to parts. Easiest for me is really going to Pep Boys because I have an account there, and I go there, and I know them. They know me. I'll give an example. I went to like two or three automotive stores for bulb for my Buick. It's an 890B for rear lights, you know, backup lights. And couldn't find it locally. I had to go online for it. you know.
Wow.
You
That's
know,
thinking backup light.
That's yeah. An 890B, you know, which is it's like a special order thing.
That's odd. Oh, it's a B for black, right?
Yeah, I know, B for something, but believe it or not, I had the original ones in an 89 Buick Regal, right. Grand Sport.
Jim, what's your method of methodology for sourcing out parts? Do you
mine like? Changes from time to time, only because the situation changes from time to time. You guys talk about the mom and pop stores. I had two good mom and pop stores by me. They're both gone.
Well, right. That was, you know, by the time you get to read this article that's up, that you'll see that my impression was that the online retailers, e-commerce sites like of course, like Amazon and Rock Auto, they put a big dent in the business. But the chain stores, when they came in, the Advance Autos and the Auto Zones and the Pep Boys, one of them opened right across the street from my local mom and pop store.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Who's too strong to close and put a lot of them out of business. It was like the Home Depot paradigm where they came in and the hardware stores closed. They couldn't meet the price and they couldn't have the stock selection.
Well, right now price is everything. It doesn't matter what business you're in.
Yeah, but it's not always everything because you know want a quality of part. You don't want to do the job twice.
Right.
You know, especially if you're in a shop, time is money. So you want to do that timing belt. You don't want to find out like, oh yeah, it snapped because it was Chinesium. Oh, we'll just do it again for you.
Agreed. Oh, you got to be very careful.
Now
with
there's
that.
Towing. There's right. customer harassment. There's lawsuits.
Oh,
you know.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. You can't always look at the. You know, price is important, but the quality of the parts. And you know, I would say there's a big percentage that is good quality parts. But sometimes you can't go too cheap. You got to be really careful with it.
I'll tell you what the problem is with both your arguments is the fact that you're talking about us. You're talking about car guys. You're talking about the guys who really want to work on their cars. They're going to spend a couple extra dollars on that better quality part. 90% of the people out there don't care. They just want their car running, and they're going to look at it, and they're going to look for the best price. And this is why, you know, the online places, the big chain stores are doing so well, because you and I will go in there and we'll look for the best part. Mm-hmm. 90% of the people who go out there, no, they don't care. They just want the best, you know, best price.
I'll say this, Jim. I'll refute your argument with mine.
Oh, okay.
I think the majority of people who are out there doing their own work, it's become more and more superficial what they can do. So it's oil changes, it's filter replacements. They're not getting into fuel pumps in the tank and brake work, and they're not getting into timing belts and things
EVAP
like that.
Solenoids.
And yeah, you know, knock sensors, stuff like that. So yeah, for them, like, okay, if you want to buy a Group 7 filter instead of a Fram, fine. You know, it's probably going to work. You know, and if you want to price shop, I price shop oil as well. Walmart is the best price.
Walmart is very good. Very good.
You know, so, but, you know, I want to represent. I'm here to represent the next level up, the guys who do hardcore work at home and the shop guys. I happen to be both. I cross that line, and that's when you just cannot. I don't mind doing. You know, sometimes you don't want to do the job the first time, but damn, don't make me do it twice.
Well, absolutely,
I'm with that. Yeah,
Joe,
please. This past couple days at the shop, we had this STS-V. Supercharged,
nice
powerful car.
It was a real ride to drive. Except that every once in a while, the traction control would kick in, and that's never fun. And the shop had called me in because they kept getting the same code for the left front wheel speed sensor, and they're like, "Well, we put one in," and I was like, "Okay,
there we go."
And so I was checking a couple things and the nature of the codes. The code was insufficient amplitude. In other words, the new this is 2008, and the same code for the left wheel speed sensor. Now GM gives you this little secondary indicator, which was insufficient amplitude, as opposed to like broken circuit or something like that, or erratic signal.
Because insufficient amplitude could mean any of those things.
Right. In this case, like what would happen is that you'd have to start going like 80 before the thing would register.
Okay.
In the meantime, the traction control kicks on, and all of a sudden, like the brakes come on, and it makes this horrible and it goes ding, 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 and like, you know, and like the boss is like, look, I gotta get this car out of here. We gotta, you know, we'll just disconnect something. I'm like, no. So we started looking.
Give me the black tape.
Yeah, the black tape. That's me. That's me, the black tape.
We'll talk about that in just a second, you.
I raised my hands.
You can't do that in the caddy because it goes ding, 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 and like buzzes are going off, and like, you know, black helicopters start circling and all kinds of.
Wait, the FBI is coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe, I do have a quick question. question for you. And
right.
How many kids in your shop actually understand the concept of inefficient amplitude?
Amplitude? No.
Well, there's the other part of the equation.
I know there was one slacker in the other shop that was like, does that mean a Marshall or a PV? But, you know.
Right.
But that was about it.
And then again, Jim, to answer back to what you were saying, that's way above the Saturday average. Weekend mechanic.
Absolutely true.
And even if someone knows what amplitude is, do they have a way to measure it? Do they know? Do they have the right tooling?
How do you measure that, Joe?
Well, in that case, I started looking. I was thinking it was a wire because it would happen at certain times when the car... When the front end would raise up when you punched the throttle.
I want to ask how you knew that.
And I was thinking maybe it was a broken wire. Oh, that never happens to me, right, guys?
Right.
No.
Sure enough, I started checking stuff, and you know the boss is like, "Yeah, we just put this wheel bearing in yesterday because you know it seemed obvious." And so we went back to square one. The guy had another wheel bearing there. I'm not quite sure why that was there for. And we pulled out the original wheel bearing, you know, the one that they had just changed, mm-hmm. and it was an open circuit. It had like 10 gazillion ohms of resistance, as opposed to the 800 to like 1200 ohms. What happens in a case like that means that it's not capable of generating signal, you know, because the windings weren't there. I'm kind of really cutting out a lot of the technical stuff.
Was it, Joey, was it defective?
Yeah, it was. New, never ever worked.
I think the short answer to Howie's question was to add to that, ohms are measured with an ohm meter or resistance
meter. Right, correct.
Amplitude is measured with a scope.
Right.
Scope.
In other words, real quick, what happens is that there's windings, that there's little teeth that rotate, and as the little teeth rotate past a bunch of wires wound up.
Tone ring.
It generates a current. All right, and each of those pulses counts as one rotation. And like I said, I'm glossing over a lot of stuff here. But what happened is that you had to go 80 to get the same kind of signal that you would get on most cars doing like 5.
Mm-hmm.
So because the resistance was high, which means it wasn't...
You change one piece of the
you change
of the
one piece of the
balance,
equation,
right.
Yeah,
and everything else follows suit.
But that's basically, new equals never ever worked. And when I took it out, actually, one of the guys took it out. They stuck me on something else. He walks it over to me, and I'm like, what happened with this thing? You could see, like, stuff kind of hanging out the seal between the...
What kind of stuff was it?
Was it a name brand
I believe that would be Schmeng.
Well, that's what I was getting for. Was it Schmeng?
No, this was more Squinge.
Squinge.
Okay. It was more Squinge because it was
spaghetti hanging out?
It was a jelly-like... Well, it got hot.
Ooh.
It got hot, and what happened is it kind of squinged out between the two surfaces where the tone ring and the sensor reside, and it just got really fugly, and that one doesn't even have a definition on the website.
I don't think so. You know, when I listen to the way that you have to work at the shop where you say, you know, and they pulled me over here to do that, and the way that I get to work at a shop, we're bookends because they'll put me on that car and say, okay, do it, and it could take 3 days, and I'll just... 3 days, I'm just working on that car,
right.
And I'm not doing anything else.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
I don't think I could do what you do, where it's like tone ring 1 minute, then it's like, you know.
And anybody that knows me personally knows I suck at multitasking. So this is like, but you do what you got to do, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like we had this guy that decided to do a Honda power window motor outside, and towards the afternoon it started to rain, and P.S. It wasn't the power window motor. And meanwhile, I'm hanging out. I'm like doing push-ups on this Bronco, trying to like get under the hood because I'm a little guy, and you know I need like steps or I need like upper body strength to pull myself up. And he's like, "Could you come look at this?" I'm like, "Dude, I just got up here."
Okay,
you're gonna make me come down.
Get the forklift.
Yeah, and then basically at that point I just kind of jumped off, and luckily I have a fat butt because I landed on that.
Ouch! Really?
Yeah, and then ran over there. I was like, okay, we could try troubleshooting this now, but basically, I grabbed the power probe, which by the way is on my Christmas list if anybody's
mm-hmm.
listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the window up because he still had the door panel off.
I have an article I'm going to send you from Motor Magazine. They were talking about power window diagnosis. It was actually at the module level. It was right up your alley.
Yeah. I see quite a bit of that, too.
One way. It went up but not down, and they went through the diagnostic process
mm-hmm.
of what it was. So,
right.
Yeah, our diagnostic process is it's time for another break, gentlemen. We're going to basically take another little short rest here and see what's going on here at Motormouth Radio. We will we'll be back again in a minute. We'll pick up where we left off. We'll talk about more diagnostic stuff. And Jim, we still got to get to your auto parts buying trends.
Yes.
So keep it where you got it, and let's see who we got queued up here. I think it's the Beach Boys, and we'll be right back.
Check my custom machine.
The Motormouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard. Join me for the free-for-all every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The free-for-all is a free-form mix of rock and roll. If you remember, rock radio used to mix it up, but now they just play Hotel California every 18 hours. It's not a law, but they're working on it. So join me for the free-for-all every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Replays every Saturday morning, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Opa! Yasu!
Hi, this is Teddy Savalas, and I invite you to 2 hours of vintage and modern Greek music with a mix of Greek mythology, history, culture, and dynamic English vocabulary based on Greek roots. If after listening, you end up saying it was all Greek to you, I'll be thrilled. So until then, let out an opa and dance to the music on The Soul of Alas, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Opa!
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call, 516-572-7440.
And with that, since our audio clip stopped playing, we will come back.
The flashing.
Yeah, the wrong one played. Right. We will come back and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths. Let's go back to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths. That's you.
Hey, what's going on, boys and girls?
What's up, Mark?
Hey.
What's up? Little,
girls.
Little update
There's
on
girls here.
The I-30 issue.
Ah, yes. Talk
yes.
to us.
Well, refresh us with the problem first.
Yeah, bring us up to speed.
Okay. Had the starter issue. Probably still does. You turn the key, nothing happens. Turn the key, nothing happens. Turn the key,
right.
nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Starts right up. Anyway, new issue. I think I mentioned to you guys I was getting awful gas mileage all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I decided, geez, I have my little Chinese thing. Why don't I just plug it in and see what it's coming up with?
What little Chinese thing is that, Mark?
The little OBD2 sensor.
It's a code reader.
The code reader, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It comes up with a code P0335, which says crank sensor. Position sensor.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. P-E-N-D, I guess, and another one, M-I-L.
Pending.
Okay, hang on.
It's like pending.
It's a pending code.
Yeah, I had myself on the radio. I had to turn it off.
Okay.
Didn't expect to get right through. It was amazing.
Well, you know, nobody's listening. Nobody's
usually
calling.
Usually always get right through. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, basically, the two guys that are listening are here, so
right.
they can't. So
basically, you're having a problem with your crank.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a new thing.
Thank you.
That just happened. I don't know what the deal is, but when I unplugged the thing, the check engine light came on, and now it's staying on. So.
Well, yeah, you set a code.
That's a whole new issue, and I looked it up, and some people were saying that, well, you know, with that you can get lousy fuel economy, blah, 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 because the car is going into basic mode or...
A safe mode.
Whatever,
you know.
Safe mode, huh?
Mm.
And, well, I wonder
Maybe.
About that myself.
Mm.
Why didn't the check engine light come on before I plugged the thing in?
Because it's a check money light.
What was that? What was the code again? It was
PL335.
PL335, okay.
Yeah, crank sensor. Probably on that car is the pause. Because
yeah,
Nissans
yeah.
usually use two crank sensors to use a pause and a phase. That's the one in the back of the motor towards the flywheel, right?
That's a good question. I found a video showing it's on the front of the engine.
Oh, that's the phase then. Yeah, okay.
But, you know, there might be two on there. I don't know. It's a 2000.
All right, so but you got the same code when you popped the one that you popped off. You didn't set in all the codes, is what I'm saying.
No, I didn't do anything. I just read the code, and that's the last time I checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
That was
okay.
Yesterday.
All right. Well, a crank's anytime you set a code, you know that. First of all, as far as the light coming on, the Japs in general, unless the car is like on fire, they don't turn the light on. You know what I mean? It's unless it's an imminent emission-related issue. They don't care how your car runs. They don't care about your gas mileage. They want that light out because, especially when the car is newer, that means they got to fix it on the warranty, so they want the friggin' thing off.
I would be a bit surprised.
All right, so in that respect there, that doesn't surprise me. On the other hand, I can tell you from experience that Nissan crank sensors stink. They have been through numerous either reprograms or updated part numbers. You know what I mean? So as far as that goes, that doesn't surprise me. As a matter of fact, it might be worth it to just slide another one in there. Relatively, I don't think that one's tough to get at off the top of my head.
Which one do you think it is? The one at the back or the one in the front?
335 is generally in the back of the motor.
It's underneath the car? You need a lift?
Yeah. It's you'd have to crawl under it. You know, come to think of it, yeah, that's the 3.5 motor? 3 liter? 3.3?
God, the hell is it?
A four cylinder or six?
It's got to be a 3 liter, I-30. Duh. Yeah, huh? Okay, here I go. Sorry, it's a little 3.5.
You had me thinking.
Okay, well, generally speaking, yeah, that's right. That I did another Infiniti. I did a G37, and it was set in that code because all the teeth came off the flywheel, and ooh, the crank sensor couldn't read it. Nice. So as far as that goes, yeah, it's got to be the one in the rear. I would say, and as a matter of fact, I'm kind of popping through some stuff right now, but I'm almost positive that's the one in the back of the motor. Could that cause your gas mileage issue? No, but you really should get rid of that code because, for one thing, when you go to get an inspection, you're not gonna, you know, you're gonna be in trouble. You know, so as far as that goes, it needs to be tended to.
It started to run rough, actually. You know, and I tried to start it a couple times. Of course, it started every time now.
Right.
But it was running. Wasn't running right. So I would think that's probably
no sticker for you.
Yeah, really.
CD player was in queue. It didn't want to play. So sorry.
That's right. I got the white out with the crayons. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, the synthetic. Oh no, you're not the one with the synthetic bird poop. But
yes, he is.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. You.
He's the master.
We got to market that stuff. You know, the motor mouth synthetic bird poop.
Wow.
But
or the black tape.
Do not say, you know, we'll have a talk about that in just a minute. Between black tape, mask cards, pictures of kids, whatever, blocking out lights, and when you roll the car in for an inspection, it's like, I can't inspect this because behind your mother-in-law is a friggin' light.
Right.
No sticker for you.
Yeah.
Okay? So, all right. As far as that goes, if you also, most Nissans have codes like that. They also tend to be, you have to have two key cycles where it fails. So I would clear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're going to have to drive it two times. If the light comes back, the first thing you do on that car there, because they stink, is I would just go right to Nissan and I'd go pick up a crank sensor.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And if you can't do it yourself, then at that point you should, get it done, you know, get it up on the lift and do what you got to do with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the easy part. You know, the part's like, what, $40, give or take?
Yeah, roughly.
It's getting cold out, you know, to climb under a car and it's just...
True.
But the main issue, I still think, is the starter. I didn't go too far with that. I was going to go with the battery, like we talked about last time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when it spins pretty damn fast.
Well, okay, as far as that goes, that's why I don't think it's started just yet.
Okay.
Feel free to contact us, shoot us an email. I'll send you a diagram because that's got a starter relay, which basically all you got to do is pop the relay out with a regular generic test light. You could check power to the relay. You could check the ground command. I will do one of my little circles and arrows tutorials, and we'll shoot it out to you. You can go over that real quick, and you can see what's happening.
Where's the relay for that? Under the dash or under the hood?
Under the hood. Okay. Under the hood, yeah. That's one good thing about Nissan. You pop that up and the cover, and they usually denote them pretty well.
When you take the cover off, Mark, look on the back side of the cover. That's usually where they put the call.
Yeah, on the underside, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, let's do that first before you go hanging a starter. Because, you know, also.
I'd rather not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and another thing is a quality, you know, reman starter, you know, from. Is. They ain't cheap. and you don't want to get something from, Bozo's House of Rebuilds.
Well, yeah, you were talking about, what's the name of that? Whoop, I just dropped. You still there?
Yeah,
we're here. Okay.
Rock Auto, I was on there the other night looking at
right.
it. And they have remanufactured, they have new. And I'm kind of surprised at the prices, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I mean, there's like 15 of them up there, and you don't know, this is Delco Remy, this is that. But this is Infiniti, Nissan, whatever.
Yeah, it's a Nissan with leather seats.
Yeah.
not for nothing, nothing against your car or nothing, but that's basically what it is. And these
with
what is, which is fine as far as that goes, because that thing's pretty much like a Maxima, if I'm not mistaken.
Right,
yeah,
that's true.
It is. I mean, everything on the inside says Nissan stamped in it here and there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, until you go and buy it, because if you go to the Infiniti deal, the same part is like twice as much money,
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I would start there. I would go through that. And while I'm at it, I'm kind of flipping through TSBs real quick. But since the internet down here is like steam-driven, it's not going to come up as quick as I'd like. But no, there's nothing for the PO335. But I would think at this point... knowing those cars, I would just slide a crank sensor in there. And while I'm at it, I'd be checking the wiring. Oil-soaked connectors, that's another thing. Have you ever disconnected a Nissan sensor?
Probably. Actually, not the map sensor. Well, God, what the hell is it called?
Mass airflow.
Yes, okay.
Does it have that godforsaken gray connector with the green thing? You got to push forward, pull back, spit on it. Does it got one of them on it?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Yep.
Yeah, I want to see the book come out just to show you how to take apart various
factory
connectors.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, just trying to do that on your back, oil soaked in the cold. I don't think there's not enough curse words for that. I mean? So I would definitely pick my battle with that when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Well,
Mark, keep us in touch.
Yep.
Keep in touch with that so we know what's going on. And if you need the diagram, reach out and we'll send it out to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you, guys. Sorry it took so much time.
No problem.
Oh, this is fun. Yeah.
But all right, go back to the idle chatter.
You got it.
It's very good to listen to.
Thanks for
driveling today.
Take care.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye, both of you guys. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too, sir.
Have a good holiday.
Take care.
Bye now. Take care.
All right, always a fun time with Mark on the phone.
Joe, that was really your idea of fun?
I don't know.
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Why? Because I don't have to do it.
He's on another level.
Hey, yeah. Ray.
Yes.
And don't you think Joe could have his own Velocity show?
In some way or another, yeah. There's
I think
Velocity.
So.
Come on. Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
He could be like the Texas guys. The new series is coming out.
He's way better than the Texas guys. He's better than anybody else on that network with the possible exception of Lou Santiago.
Texas Metal,
CGI
I think
CGI me in because you wouldn't want, I'd crack too many lenses.
They'd have to just make the right title for that show.
What? No.
Right.
And then we can go from there.
Yeah. So, let's just say you needed to buy a part, Jim.
Yeah.
Tell us about your buying habits, huh?
Well, my particular buying habits, first of all, I don't have any money, so I really don't buy all that much.
No sticking for you.
But you absolutely positively have to buy a part.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I go right online.
A long raincoat.
Ooh. Okay, so first thing I do is I go online because I happen to be computer savvy. I can look stuff up. I know my car. I know my wife's car. So I go in there and I'm looking for the part that I might need, and I know which one's which. I'm going which options I have and all that stuff. Then I start looking at the auto parts store, and generally I'll go to the auto parts store websites. Mm-hmm. They all have very good websites. They all have catalogs. You can look everything up.
Right.
A hell of a lot easier than the old paper catalog days.
I like my paper catalogs.
That Joe and
I like my paper catalogs.
Man, I grew up with them as well.
Yep. They make fun of us. The youngins at work make fun of
them. I still have them, and I have the rack and everything in my house.
Like there are times, though, when the paper catalogs are a little bit better because you can, reference, what does this part do? And you can't do that on a computer because if you don't know what you're searching for, you're only going to find that and nothing
else. It's called 20 million questions.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And you can
cross-reference, sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was telling you before about an interesting story about a couple of... chain stores that I've gone to, and there's I live on Deer Park Avenue or just off Deer Park Avenue, so there's plenty of stores I can go to, and one of the problems I have, you go to some of these stores and the person behind the counter hasn't got a clue.
Right, that's the problem.
I went in there one time. I had one of my oldest station wagons, and I went to get a ported vacuum switch. Now I know for a fact there's only a couple of them, and I know it's a popular part, and even know which company makes them, right, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
It's a popular ported part.
So I go into, I won't mention, I won't go into store number one, and I show the guy, and the guy looks at me and goes, oh, that's a deal apart. I look at him like, what? Oh, yeah, that's a deal apart. Nobody's going to have that. There's no way in the world no one's going to. Yeah, okay, fine. Walked out of that store, never went back.
Mm.
Went to another store, again, chain. This time it was Advance. I'll mention them because I have nothing but good things to say about them. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, give me that. And he goes in his part, comes back and goes, here you go. Like, really?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Nice.
That's nice to have.
So it's good when you go shopping and you go looking for parts. It's good to have knowledge behind you.
Yes.
Know what you're looking for. Have at least an idea. So at least you know the person behind the counter. Do you know more than them, or do you know less than them?
Yeah, give them as much help as you can.
Sure.
All right, we're gonna take some help now and take our last break, gentlemen, and
break it on down.
See if these CD players will do what we want to do here on Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D, and with Jim and Howie. So let us, what do we got? Oh, we got one of my favorites. Good old local Long Island act, Howie. You just probably saw these guys back in the day. So
okay.
We'll be back in a minute. Keep it where you got it.
Question? Give the Motormouth a call at 516-572-7440.
Hi, this is Rita Monte. Would you like to take a trip to romantic Italy with me? Let's go together every Thursday with Profumi d'Italia. You will hear and savor Italy's soul with music from yesterday and today. Learn about Italy's museums, countryside, restaurants, festivals, and wineries. Most of all, you will learn about Italy's history and its people. Thursdays at 5 p.m., experience the essence of Italy. On the voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC.
Hey, have you seen DJ Solero?
No. Why?
Well, he was supposed to be here right now to tell everyone about his show, The Rare Groove Session, but I can't find him anywhere.
I'll keep my eyes peeled. Maybe he went to get something to eat.
Food? He went to get food? I mean, who can eat at a time like this?
Relax. I'm sure everyone will figure out when they can listen to the most incredible music from the 60s and 70s that they may have not heard before.
But what if they can't? What if they never figure out when The Rare Groove Session is on? What happens then, huh? I don't want to live in a world where no one knows about The Rare Groove Session.
Hey, guys, ready to tell everyone about RGS?
DJ Solero, where the f*** have you been?
I was getting something to eat.
How can you eat at a time like this?
What are you talking about?
Don't mind her. Go ahead. Tell everyone when to listen.
Okay, then. If you're looking to hear some mind-blowing music, check out The Rare Groove Session Friday nights at midnight on The Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Let the Motormouths help you with all your car questions at 516-572-7440.
Yeah, I never thought I'd get this far either, and look where it got me. Back with Motormouth Radio, we're on with a caller. Caller, are you there?
You there?
Hey, I'm here. It's Bill from Mineola. How are you guys?
Hey.
Wow, Bill, have we heard from you before, or are you a new caller?
No, brand new caller. I've been listening on and off for quite a while, but I just got to tell you, your sign-off music for the last commercial break blew my mind. You made my whole day. Mr. Mechanic by the Good Rats, and I had a call to tell you that.
Excellent.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
We're very good. We're big Good Rats fans. In fact, if you go to motormouthradio.com, you'll see we had Pepe Marcello in the studio a number of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he gave us a great interview. You can hear it up. It's on motormouthradio.com, Bill. So what's happening? What's up in the car world?
Absolutely nothing, you know. I am trying to replace my old toy from 31 years ago. I sold my 57 Chevy to get my wife her engagement ring. I've been married 31 years. It was a good exchange, but I'm back on a hunt now. But honestly, I just called because I heard Mr. Mechanic, and I said, you know what? I can't not call right now.
That's
cool.
That is
cool. Well, thank you, Bill. And listen, don't be a stranger. We're on every Sunday from 12 to 1. If you're on Twitter, look on Twitter for Motormouth Radio, and you can find out what we're doing in the off times.
All right. Well, that's great. Guys, I love the show. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll be a caller, especially once I find a new toy.
Fantastic. All
right. And call before that. We'll help you find one.
You got that right.
You know what? I am dying for a 67 Cornette RT, but I've come close. and no cigar yet. So.
Yeah. Mopar guy.
They're getting hard to find.
We'll keep our ears open.
You gotta sometimes just be lucky.
Absolutely, but you know what? We actually have a lot of contacts in the in and out of the car community and the Mopar world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, if you like Mopars, we're going to have Mark Warman on the show from Graveyard Cars.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Coming up with it probably in early December. We're just trying to play with the booking dates now, but Mark is a return guest. He'll be back in December.
Very cool. Great. Let me let you boys help somebody that actually has something to play with.
No
and,
problem.
In the meanwhile, happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
So, wow, that was great.
That was interesting.
I've always said music will tie the guys together, and boy, does it ever.
Ray, you are so good like that. Let's face it. Your choices of music, you know, blow a lot of people's minds, and now we have proof from the outside world.
Right.
How cool is that, right?
Yeah, and I know. I didn't pay him, did you?
No. We spent all the budget on Bronc.
Right. That's true.
Real quick, I just want to make a quick shout to Mark there because maybe the internet finally kicked in. Go, Mark, on that Infiniti, go Google TSB number ITB01-072A. And that, so it refers to a busted harness causing all kinds of electrical gremlins, including a crank, no start. You know, my favorite thing in the world, busted wires. So rather than just trying to email it to you, you should be, if you get that number there, 1TB01-072A, you should be able to look that up on the internet and have at it.
You know, the other thing I wanted to mention to Bill, if you're still listening, there is an event. The Mopar Club, probably Long Island Mopars, is doing an event at Hot Rod Burger King today. That's on Hempstead Turnpike, right by Seaford, by the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway.
One of the best ways to do it is to hang out with people with the car the car mark that you like.
So go look at the cars that you want to own that just will make you cry more because you don't have it, right?
But and you may get lucky. Yeah. Maybe somebody wants to sell it.
You could meet a girl. Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, you may get lucky.
You never know, Howie. Yeah.
I'm saying with automotively.
Oh, automotively. With you, I never know. So.
Well, please. But I wanted to add is, you know, with Joey, when he does all his super tech work, and it is great, and sometimes it goes over people's heads. Most people, you want to look at the basics, you know, where if you're having any issues, any check engine lights, to do the basics of, you know, the battery's charged, all the connections, the ground is done. You know, if you got a code reader or go to like AutoZone or Advanced Auto, you got a code, look it up in the computer. I've done it many times. I'm looking up a crazy code. Then I'm speaking to Joey.
Joe, I just want to know, is this the product of all the years of you preaching to Howie of what to do?
Preaching.
Oh, man.
Preaching. It's screaming.
Probably cursing at me. You know?
Learn very well, Howie. Well, you're a great student.
Basically, you know, because like, what part of a misfire don't you understand? Fix the frigging coil. You know, so.
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Most of Howie's phone calls that are of technical advice usually end up with me yelling at him.
Probably the most was when I went to Fresh Meadows with, you know, my daughter's car, the Oldsmobile Aurora, and the motor mount broke and then ripped the wires to the air pump. And that was right before inspection. So.
And what did I say to you when I found the problem?
What did you say? I've got to remember that.
What part of a bare ground don't you understand? All this, I got him a pump. I got him a relay.
Right.
It's a stinking ground wire flapping in the breeze.
I got pumps up the yin yang, man. I got to use one.
Hey.
You know?
Well, both the yin and the yang part.
And the yin and the yang part. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I didn't want to spend a lot of money on the Oldsmobile. Sometimes they range $250, $300 for a new one. So I got to use one that worked. And, you know, now it's sold, but, you know, it was a complicated car. You know, and, you know, when selling it, you know, I knew a lot about this car, and you have to be careful what you say to people. You know, it's like a Cadillac. Well, what do you mean? It's like, when you're trying to sell it, they say, well, it's expensive, difficult to repair, et cetera. You know, because it has an Aurora motor.
Yeah, et cetera.
You know.
Well, you know, hey, you know, some car, you know, the cars are complicated these days. And
yes, they are.
If you don't want to drive a complicated car, go get yourself a packet or something. And all you got to do is try to find parts for it.
Buy an old car and you can leave the floor vent open like me. And say, gee, why is it so cold?
Why is my leg cold?
Why is it so cold?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, the car I drive on a more or less daily basis, my Cavalier still got crank windows. You know what I mean? So, I mean, right. I like the more simple it is, the better I like it.
Right. To keep it simple, the J-Body is a great car.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one also. I have a 92 Pontiac Formula Sunbird convertible that I get a lot of compliments. When I go to the Pontiac celebration, I'm the only Sunbird there.
Right.
No doubt.
You know?
And maybe the only guy wearing a jacket like that, too.
That's right. That's probably right. But I got it from Jeff Gordon, you know?
Ooh. It's okay, then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Do you believe that we just burned through... flame through, like, just about an hour.
Tends to happen.
Wow.
I got to say, I want to pre-sell next week's show a little bit. For those who need to know, Bronk will probably be in the studio with us. So for those who need to know that, like, some of our friends, you and
go find something to do.
You may want to, like, you know, do something, you know, watch a movie or, you know, because I know that's something you...
Yeah, prefer. if you got to rent the disc as opposed to getting it online, you know what I mean? If you want to make reservations to your favorite brunch spot, you know what I mean? This is the day to do it.
But I'll tell you what else we're going to do that
go
you're
watch
not...
John and, well, Gone but, in 60 Seconds.
But I'll tell you what you're not going to want to miss, and if you want to catch it on the podcast, it's good to do. We had a good friend and member of the auto journalism crew pass away a little while ago. Joe Oldham, who was a good friend of our show. He'd been on the show years ago.
Yeah.
We tried to get him back, but his health had diminished over the years, and we just couldn't put it together. So now what we're going to do is a tribute show to Joe, because we had him on. It was back in 2009. Chris and I had him on twice. So we're going to take those. We're going to do that's kind great. Of like a Mother's Day show.
A tribute.
A bunch of stuff that we have archived. You know what I mean? Because he definitely contributed to us. And that was pre-me, but I do remember as a listener.
That's going to be the basis of next week's show. And Bronk will probably be here with us listening in, I hope. So we'll see how that works
I'm
out.
Stopping off at Lowe's on the way home, grabbing the extra large duct tape.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Different colors.
Wow.
Then the sporting goods are the tennis ball and never mind.
Yeah, yeah. So that's our quick little pre-sell. And then coming up, like I told Bill, we do have Mark Warman from Graveyard Cars.
That's going to be a rip.
Yeah another
Mark's
guy
cool.
who's
a funny dude.
A Mopar expert.
He's a polarizing individual, and he knows it. You know, you love him, you hate him. I have people tell me, what do you even bother with that guy for? And I say, hey, you know what? He's in the business. He knows what he's doing. I respect his Mopar knowledge. And it's not the knowledge that people don't like. It's usually the
aftermath of the attitude.
Yeah, and then the show has changed. So Mark will keep us up on that. And I say, hey, you know what? He's valid in the industry and what he does, so we'll have him on the show.
If everybody was bland, that's not fun. We need somebody.
He's definitely spicy. He's very passionate about the Mopars.
He's a spicy guest to star.
You know, and I enjoy watching him. At times, I know people have gone through that place and hasn't worked out with him, but it's dealing with personality.
That's how it goes.
You know how it goes.
And also Mr. Marty Shore, who was Joel Rosen's partner in Motion Performance in Baldwin. They said Joel made the steak and Marty made it sizzle. That was the thing, because Marty was the ad man.
Oh, cool. That's a great way of saying it.
He was the guy that made all the posters and did all the advertising. And in fact, had Joe Oldham's 69 SS 427 Motion Camaro was on the billboards on the advertising for Motion.
Oh yeah.
Before Joe even took the car. So Mr. Marty Shore just wrote a book called Day One. It's all about the those muscle cars of the day. I'm reading it now. I'm going through it, and Marty will be on probably right around the time Mark is on, early December. We'll have them both on.
Are you going to ever have Jim Wagner's on?
Jim Wangers.
Wangers, you know, for the Pontiac
If you have contact information for Jim, get it to me, and we'll put that.
He's an interesting guy. He made it sizzle for Pontiac.
Absolutely. I don't have a way to get in touch with him. I'd love to speak
with
him.
That coat I worked on, it was signed by him.
No fooling.
Yeah, right there on the radio support there. Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So, yeah, I probably have a few Pontiac friends that know how to get in touch with him.
Yeah. Actually, I want to get Keith back from the Long Island GTO Club, because he's the decoder for the GTO Club. We do like the
stuff. He's the smart guy of the Pontiac guy.
Absolutely. So one day we'll get Keith back in here and, you know.
We'll follow up with that. There is a plethora of knowledge. We just got to go out there with the net and the.
That's what I do during the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's my other job.
Ray's tireless efforts.
Well, you know what? It's all for the good of the show and for the listeners. So
they do pay off.
Yeah. With that, we're going to get out of here. Kim is coming in to do her show. Stay tuned.
Thunder Road.
And until next week, for Joe D, Ray Guarino, in with Jim and Howie. Thank you guys for coming in. It's been a pleasure. You guys added.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Yes.
And
thank
we'll
you.
See you next week.